You can see here the Dow is down now about 364 points. S&P 500 down 1.5%. NASDAQ now down about 2.33%. And we're going to bring in Dan Ai. He is a Fort Pitt Capital Group CIO. And you were listening to Brian. I want to stick with the Fed, but you don't have to talk about all the Fed members resigning here. But the inflation discussion and the tapering, and what should we be making about the decisions the Fed has to be making here over the next several weeks and months?
Yeah, so I think the Fed has really signaled, you know, they've given a long lead time and really prepared investors for, you know, this eventual taper, which we think, you know, we'll see an announcement here probably next month and to start the process in late December or January. But I think at this point in the cycle, it certainly makes sense for the Fed to start, you know, slowly reducing their liquidity injections.
Dan, well, we're keeping one eye on the Fed. There's also the question about what happens with the debt ceiling. We heard from the president a short time ago saying that we just don't default on our debts. And yet the reality, as it seems right now, seems really tenuous when you're looking at the December 3rd deadline. How big of a risk do you think that creates for the markets, or has that already been priced in?
Well, I wouldn't say that, you know, a debt default has been priced into any way, shape, or form. But I think we've seen this picture, this movie so many times, and we know what the eventual outcome is. You know, it's an 11th hour agreement. We think that'll probably be the outcome here as well, especially given that, you know, the Democrats control not only the White House, but Congress as well. So, you know, I think there's a very low probability of that being the actual outcome.
But Dan, I want to shift gears a little bit. I know you're looking at a few stocks here that you like in the current market environment. Could you tell us what they are and what you like about them?
Yeah, so I'd say the first would be Constellation Brands. About 75% of their revenue comes from their beer portfolio. We think they're very well positioned given consumption trends, which are continuing to shift towards premium imported brands and especially Mexican beers, which are averaging, you know, high single digit growth rates compared to, you know, flat or down slightly for the beer category overall. Constellation essentially monopolizes, you know, the Mexican beer category with their Corona, Modelo, and Pacifico brands. They've also upgraded their wine and spirits portfolio with a renewed focus on, you know, their premium portfolio. Management also expects about 25% of their growth to come from, you know, new innovations, which we think is very healthy. And they traded a pretty significant discount to the slower growth consumer staples sector in general, which we don't think makes a lot of sense. So we look for Constellation to return to trading at a premium compared to their peer group.
What about some of the higher growth names? I mean, we're seeing today a rotation out of tech, certainly the NASDAQ getting dragged down as a result of that. How are you looking at some of the opportunities there?
We think tech is a really bifurcated space where, you know, you have a tremendous amount of high multiple stocks where, you know, the market is using very ambitious expectations as far as growth rates. And then we have, you know, the growth at a reasonable price technology names, which is where we tend to focus. And, you know, some of those names are getting a bit cheaper given this risk off environment.
Dan Ai, Fort Pitt Capital Group, joining us today. Dan, it's good to talk to you.